Well, I haven't been to your particular place of work, but I know that there are some things that you just wouldn't do there. You wouldn't walk into your CEO's office, knock his or her coffee cup over, kick their table, call them a moron, throw their iPhone in the bin, and storm out the office. Not at least if you wanted to stay in that company. You wouldn't take a bunch of keys to your line manager's car and put a big scrape down the side of it in full view of CCTV cameras. Those are things that you just don't do. And the reason that we don't do them is because if we did, we'd be treating something very precious to those people with contempt. We'd be treating those things with contempt. And those people ought to be, at least ought to be, important to us. What I want us to see in the next few minutes is that all of us have in fact treated God in that kind of way. The command is, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. And names don't necessarily have any particular meaning for us today. We had a baby a few months ago, and we called her Marianne. My mother's mother was Mary, and my wife's mother's mother was Anne. We put them together, Marianne. It doesn't necessarily have any particular meaning or identification with who she is as a person. It's her name. And it's one step removed from where who she is as a person, her character. So my surname is East, and at school I got called various things, including Beast, Feast, Yeast, Least, Compeast, and maybe other things that I couldn't mention in public. But it didn't really worry me too much because it's one step removed from me as a person. But there was one occasion where I did something a bit silly in a couple of classes, and for the next few months, I was known throughout the whole class as Thicky East. So Thicky East was the cry whenever I said anything or did anything in class. And that hurt a bit more because that is relating to who I am as a person. It's relating to me closely. And the Lord's name, God's name in the Bible, is more like that. It's intimately associated with who he is, with his character. And so when we misuse his name, it's misrepresenting his character. So we had in our reading that the Lord is compassionate, gracious. When he proclaims his name, he talks about how he maintains love to thousands, how he forgives wickedness and sin. And the name Lord, in capital letters in the Bible, translates roughly as I am who I am, or I will be who I will be. It's God's personal name. It speaks about his eternal nature, and it speaks about his compassion, his forgiveness, and all those other things. And Jesus took that name on his lips as well. He said about himself, I am, especially in John's gospel. So when we misuse the Lord's name, when we misuse Jesus' name, we're actually misrepresenting his character. So that's why I want to say that all of us have misused God's name, because we've all misrepresented his character. And one of the ways we can do that is by using his name lightly. You know, if we use his name, Jesus, Christ, God, just as a flippant remark when we're annoyed, we're using his name lightly. And that's inappropriate because he is the eternally existing. He is the compassionate one. He is sustaining the entire universe. He is the one who gives us every breath. And so to use his name as just an expression of annoyance is not appropriate. When I was a school teacher, some of the kids thought it was less bad to say God or Jesus or Christ as a term of annoyance. Yeah, that was less bad than a swear word. So they'd use them all the time. And I would often say to them, I'd rather you didn't do that. You know, the name Jesus is very precious to me. How would you like it if every time I was annoyed, I said the name of someone who is precious to you, said the name of your mother? You wouldn't like it, so please don't do it. And often we don't say anything when people use the name of the Lord like that. We don't want to be thought judgmental, or we don't want to be seen to be applying our moral standards to other people. But maybe we could say something like this: sorry to mention this now, but Jesus actually means a lot to me, and I'm a bit uncomfortable with you using his name like that. No offense, but you know, I'd rather you didn't. It takes guts to say something like that in a predominantly non-Christian workplace. But if we do that, then A, it shows that we believe that Jesus is real. It shows that he's important to us. And it also shows that Christians aren't complete wimps. And it is perfectly reasonable. You know, if I was annoyed in my place of work and I just shouted out the name of Muhammad, then it would be completely inappropriate, because there are people for whom that name is very precious in the office. You just wouldn't do that. So we can misrepresent his character by using his name lightly. But we can also misrepresent his character by believing he's not good. Sometimes we do that, don't we? We accuse God in our thinking of not being good. Perhaps it's when personal circumstances go wrong. We lose our job, or we lose a family member, or we lose our health. And we say, God, that's not fair. You're not being fair to me. We blame God. And I don't want to minimize people's suffering. I know people who've been without a job for a year now or longer. I was chatting to someone last week whose son was born disabled, and they blamed God. I know someone whose baby died the day before it was due to be born. Some people have been betrayed by someone that they just knew that they could trust, and then they couldn't. But if our circumstances lead us to believing that God is not good, we misrepresent his character. Do you remember the first thing that God said about his character when he spoke to Moses? Compassionate, abounding in love. And so we need to weigh it up, his character, with our circumstances. Who gave us those things in the first place? The God of abundant love. Who promised us health and prosperity in this life? Well, God never promises those things to everybody in this life. He's faithful, he keeps his promises, but he hasn't promised those things. And has God stood by to watch us suffer? No, he hasn't. He knows what it's like to suffer estrangement, betrayal, torture, and injustice. He did it himself to offer us the most valuable thing in the universe, which is himself. So when we accuse God of being cruel, mean, or uncaring, we're misrepresenting his character. In this world, there is very much abuse and neglect. But what about the billion or so people who claim to follow this God of compassion? Do they not have enough? Do we not have enough wealth and resources to end poverty several times over? But we are not as compassionate as God. So we can misrepresent God. And that brings us to the third way that I think we might misrepresent God. And that is by our behavior as Christians. That is, if we claim to be Christians. There may be some people here who don't claim to be Christians. And you've often wondered how it is that such and such a person who does can behave in the way that they do. When I, in my first job as a teacher, my predecessor had not been very popular. He didn't pay very much attention to his students. He wasn't really very friendly to the other staff. He had a reputation as being arrogant. In fact, I heard that in his lessons, while the pupils were getting on with some work, he'd sit there and manage his stocks and shares on the computer. Well, that's okay if it's your job to manage stocks and shares, but it wasn't his job. And it was a nightmare for me because he was very vocal about being a Christian. He was known to be a Christian. He used to give assemblies about being a Christian. He used to speak to pupils about being a Christian. It was a nightmare for me as a Christian being his successor. But how do you think God felt? You see, Jesus was so generous with his time, and yet here's someone who claimed to be a follower of his, and yet neglecting his students. Jesus welcomed all people, and here's someone who claims to be his follower being unfriendly. Jesus was humble and served others, and here's someone who claimed to be a follower of his being arrogant. How do you think God feels? But we've all been there. We've all thought, said, done things in the office that aren't consistent with the character of God and with the character of Jesus. Perhaps it's when someone has a personal crisis, but we're too busy to listen to them. Well, God is a God of compassion. Maybe the charity sponsorship form comes round, but we don't give anything. But God is a generous God. Maybe we're economical with the truth, but God is truth. We don't follow up when we said we'd do something, but God always keeps his promises. In many different ways, and it will be different for each one of us, we misrepresent God by our behavior, even though we are claiming to be Christians. The Apostle Paul, addressing the Jews who took the Bible very seriously, said this: "You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who brag about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law?" And then he finishes up, "As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you." Well, he might say to me or to any of you at different times, "You who preach against stealing, do you exploit staff or take more than you should? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you flirt or have lustful thoughts? You who abhor idols, do you let people in the office think that you're basically living for this world? You who brag about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking it?" And God says, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name." Well, it may be using his name lightly or believing he's not good or our behavior as Christians, but all of us in some ways at some times misrepresent the character of God and so misuse his name, which leaves us with a choice. We can either run from God or we can run to God. All of us are going in one direction or the other. See, God's standards may seem unreasonably high, so we want to keep God at arm's length. We don't really feel we can be close to him. But you see, you can never be neutral. We can never be neutral because we've offended him personally by our behavior. If we ignore him, we're actually running from him. Or we can run to God. We can run to God. Remember the God who is compassionate and gracious, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. We've all misrepresented God. But if we come to him, we experience forgiveness and love and compassion. And through experiencing that, we will be changed to become truer representatives of him in the workplace, in our families, and elsewhere. Well, let's pray that that would happen. Let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you that you are a compassionate and gracious God, and we're so sorry for the times when we've misrepresented your character by our behavior or words, things we've done or haven't done. Thank you that you forgive us, and as we experience more of your forgiveness, may we become more forgiving, compassionate people ourselves. And we ask this for your glory in our workplaces, amongst our friends, and elsewhere. Amen.